Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Pennsylvania, USA. Practitioners of Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, held a rally in the Chinatown area of Philadelphia on August 26th. They called for the disintegration of the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, and for an end to its persecution of Falun Gong. Several Falun Gong practitioners spoke about their experiences of being imprisoned in China because of their faith. A member of the humanitarian group Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting condemned the CCP's live organ harvesting. During the well-attended rally, practitioners displayed banners and distributed tooth clarification flyers to passers-by. At least 30 Chinese people renounced their memberships in the CCP organizations during the event. There was also a Chinese passerby who gave an impromptu speech in English, denouncing the nature of the CCP. He said, "Many people do not understand the nature of the CCP, including many Americans, because they have not experienced it. We must remind people not to trust the Communist Party. It says one thing and does another." He added, "I have a dream that one day the Communist Party will perish. This is my biggest dream. It has no humanity and no human rights."
West Sydney, Australia. The 2023 Penrith Annual Show took place in West Sydney on August 25th through the 27th. The event offered a wide variety of entertainment, attractions, and activities, including the school agriculture display, delicious food, performances, rides, an animal nursery, and a reptile display. Thousands of people, young and old, attended the popular event. Falun Dafa practitioners were on hand to demonstrate the five sets of Falun Dafa exercises and distribute information about the practice. Many people said they felt a pure, uplifting energy field at the Falun Dafa booth. They also said they would tell their friends and family about the practice so that they too can benefit. Some event attendees said they were interested in attending the free classes on weekends and provided their contact information.
Canada. Practitioners introduced Falun Dafa during the Orleans Multicultural Day in Ottawa on September 2nd. Many people praised their efforts. Some learned the exercises during the event or asked for information on how to practice. Event host Yvette Ashiri said that the purpose of the event was to unite the community and showcase different cultures. Local residents were invited to celebrate each other's cultures and learn from them. Ashiri was very impressed by Falun Dafa and said that practitioners are kind and encouraged people to learn the exercises. She noted that the exercises are a great way to relax and thanked the practitioners for sharing the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance with their community.
Maryland, USA. Labor Day was celebrated on September 4th this year in the United States. Practitioners in the greater Washington, D.C. area participated in a parade that took place in Kensington, Maryland. They carried banners with information about Falun Dafa, demonstrated the exercises on a float, and distributed leaflets and handmade lotus flowers to people along the parade route. The parade moderator introduced Falun Dafa to spectators as the practitioner's contingent passed the viewing stage. Congressman David Trone also participated in the event. Prior to the parade, he had issued a certificate and letter of support for Falun Dafa. He praised practitioners for sharing Falun Dafa's core values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The congressman said that these values are essential for establishing a more powerful community.
France. A Falun Gong Information Day event took place in the port city of Lorient on September 2nd. Local people showed interest in learning the cultivation practice, and some registered for the free class upcoming in their city. Practitioners also raised awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong. People were stunned after being told that the CCP persecutes practitioners who follow truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and even commit the gruesome crime of forced organ harvesting from living people. Most signed the petition calling for an end to the brutality. Pascal, a former teacher, signed the petition and lamented that when the nations of the world receive visits from Chinese heads of state, they are actually receiving criminals. I hope that the Chinese people gain freedom and experience no more violent tragedy.
Germany. Practitioners of Falun Dafa have been hosting information days at several locations throughout Munich every Saturday for the past few months. They inform the public about their practice, as well as the ways in which it has been persecuted by the CCP for more than two decades. Many passers-by commended them for exposing the egregious human rights violations and encouraged them to continue their efforts. Passerby Klaus Bars Jungworth saw practitioners' information day at the Munich passing train station. He reported that he already signed their petition. He'd even taken some truth clarification flyers and distributed them to a group of wealthy Chinese students in his neighborhood. He said those students were shocked to learn about forced live organ harvesting. Some even called their parents and asked about it. A radio station reporter signed the petition to support practitioners. The German citizen pointed out that her country and China have very close economic ties. She wants that connection to help end forced organ harvesting.
Mexico. Falun Dafa practitioners in Mexico introduced the practice to the public at an annual fair in San Agustin, Tlaxco on August 20th. The town, located in central Mexico, is a center of livestock farming and the production of cheese and other dairy products. A Falun Dafa exercise demonstration was presented on stage while a practitioner explained the movements. Many audience members watched and imitated the exercises. A troupe specializing in a popular Mexican dance known as danzón performed at the fair. When a dancer named Mr. Gilberto saw practitioners demonstrating the exercises, he expressed his interest in the practice and was happy to learn about a nearby exercise practice site. He was also grateful for the resource of online learning. Practitioners played Chinese waist drums at the fair. One woman told a practitioner that she liked their drum performance very much and thought it was the sound of nature.
The following are selected cases of persecution of practitioners in China. At least 13 Falun Gong practitioners in Zhucheng City, Shandong Province, were arrested for their faith on July 24th. One of them has been sentenced to 14 months. Most of the practitioners also had their homes ransacked. Insiders revealed that some other practitioners were also arrested on the same day, but details are not available.
Ms. Zhang Qiwei was taken to the Shaanxi Province Women's Prison on June 29th this year after her appeal against a 4.5-year prison term for practicing Falun Gong was rejected. The 30-year-old woman was arrested in 2021. When the police learned that Ms. Zhang's family hired a lawyer for her, they went to her mother's home. They questioned the old woman, who also reported her daughter's case to Mingwei.org. They threatened to arrest her if she did not cooperate. She refused to provide any information and condemned the police for violating the law and threatening her. Ms. Zhang was only 6 years old when her mother was first arrested for practicing Falun Gong in 2000. She once described her family life after the persecution as living under a dark cloud and being subjected to nonstop harassment and terror.
Mr. Hu Biao from Sichuan Province was arrested in 2009 and sentenced to 4.5 years in prison. In 2019, 6 years after his release, Mr. Hu was ordered by the local Social Security Bureau to return the pension payments issued to him during his prison term in the amount over 230,000 yuan, approximately $31,000. When Mr. Hu refused to pay back the money, the officials began to harass him and his family. He was forced to live away from home, but was arrested in 2022 and has been held in a detention center since. Mr. Hu's son, a physician whose health clinic has been raided by the police as they attempted to find out about his father's whereabouts, was forced to pay the money on his father's behalf. Since 1999, Mr. Hu was repeatedly arrested for his faith, serving 3 forced labor terms and 1 prison term totaling more than 10 years.
Ms. Guan Sarong from Liaoning Province has been arrested and detained at least 5 times for her faith in Falun Gong. The 60-year-old woman was given a labor camp term but was denied admission due to her poor health because of the mental distress from the persecution. Her husband, Mr. Sun Qian Wei, was also arrested multiple times for practicing Falun Gong. He was given 3 years of forced labor in late 2000 and sentenced to 3 years in prison in late 2005. Now, after 2 decades of persecution, Ms. Guan has been disabled. She couldn't talk or walk, much less do household chores or take care of herself. The family is now in a dire situation.
Australia, locals expressed their support for Falun Dafa during Spring Festival. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the September 2nd Spring Festival that took place in the town of Springwood in the Blue Mountains of New South Wales, Australia. The country is located below the equator and it is now spring in the southern hemisphere. Residents look forward to this change of season, and the mood at the event was celebratory. Over 15,000 people turn out each year to enjoy a day of food, shopping, and entertainment at the more than 130 food and market stalls. The Falun Dafa booth drew many interested people. Visitors often said that they felt positive energy from the practitioners' exercise demonstrations. Some said they planned to go to a local practice site and learn the exercises themselves. People praised Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Some left their contact information and said they planned to go to the free weekend exercise classes. Festival attendee Sue Bishop was happy to see the Falun Dafa booth and chatted with the practitioners. She said, "I have been interested in Falun Dafa for a very long time. I know it is a very good practice that is persecuted in China." She added, "I like Shen Yun, and I've attended some performances. It's breathtaking and exceptionally beautiful. Shen Yun is bringing hope to humankind, and I admire this a lot." Another booth visitor, Mila Simak, said, "I've tried other cultivation and meditation methods for 3 years. I've meditated every day, but I could not calm down and enter into a state of tranquility. I noticed the positive and peaceful energy as practitioners meditated, and I've decided to give it a try." Festival attendee Greg Mold mentioned, "I enjoy reading the Epoch Times because it tells the truth and reports on real-world news. It reports on what is really happening in China. Australia needs the Epoch Times." Mold expressed interest in learning to practice Falun Dafa.
South Korea International Art Exhibition displays the beauty of Falun Dafa. The art of Jen Shanran, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance exhibition took place in Busan, the second largest city in South Korea, from August 7th to August 12th. Although Typhoon Kanin had just impacted the region, many people managed to attend on the last day of the event. Students, their parents and teachers, as well as other local residents, learned about Falun Dafa and how the Chinese Communist Party brutally persecutes the spiritual practice. The event took place on the first floor of the Busan Cultural Center. The exhibition hall is next to an indoor skating rink. Both a theater and the Nakdong Cultural Center are also located in the building, so many people saw the art exhibition. These included visitors to the skating rink, skate club members, kindergarten students, summer school students, and YMCA members. Some students and parents came on the weekend to watch the children's performances at the theater, or were there to attend other cultural workshops. On August 12th, the last day of the Art of Jen Shanran exhibit, the children's play Pinocchio was staged three times in the theater. Hundreds of children and their parents lined up before and after the play's performances and viewed the art. Summer school students who attended the exhibition said the art inspired them to want to become better people. When the kindergarten children were viewing the artwork titled Tears of Grief and Joy, a Falun Dafa practitioner spoke about the painting and told them that people who do good deeds go to heaven, while those who do bad deeds may end up in hell. She said she hoped the children could learn from Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, to remain honest and kind. All the children agreed and said they wanted to be good people. A mother and daughter visited the exhibit together. The daughter shared that the vivid artworks revealed how brutal the CCP is. She wrote in the guestbook, "I did not pay much attention to the persecution in the past, but now I know I need to live an upright life. I hope more people will come and see these paintings."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.